Chapter 23. The Last Words of David. These are the last words of David. The utterance of David, son of Jesse. The utterance of the man God raised up, anointed of the God of Jacob, favorite of the Mighty One of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord spoke through me. His word was on my tongue. The God of Israel spoke. Of me, the Rock of Israel said, He that rules over men in justice, that rules in the fear of God, is like the morning light at sunrise on a cloudless morning, making the greensward sparkle after rain. Is not my house firm before God? He has made an eternal covenant with me, set forth in detail and secured. Will he not bring to fruition all my salvation and my every desire? But the wicked are all like thorns to be cast away. They cannot be taken up by hand. He who wishes to touch them must arm himself with iron and the shaft of a spear, and they must be consumed by fire. David's warriors. These are the names of David's warriors. Ishbaal, son of Hakamoni, was the first of the three. It was he who brandished his battle axe over 800 slain in a single encounter. Next to him, among the three warriors, was Eleazar, son of Dodo the Ahohite. He was with David at Ephes Damim when the Philistines assembled there for battle. The Israelites had retreated, but he stood his ground and fought the Philistines until his hand grew tired and became cramped, holding fast to the sword. The Lord brought about a great victory on that day. The soldiers turned back after Eleazar, but only to strip the slain. Next to him was Shammah, son of Agi the Hararite. The Philistines had assembled at Lehi, where there was a plot of land full of lentils. When the soldiers fled from the Philistines, he took his stand in the middle of the plot and defended it. He slew the Philistines, and the Lord brought about a great victory. Such were the deeds of the three warriors. During the harvest, three of the 30 went down to David in the cave of Adullam, while a Philistine clan was encamped in the Vale of Rephaim. At that time, David was in the refuge, and there was a garrison of Philistines in Bethlehem. Now David had a strong craving, and said, Oh, that someone would give me a drink of water from the cistern that is by the gate of Bethlehem. So the three warriors broke through the Philistine camp, and drew water from the cistern that is by the gate of Bethlehem. But when they brought it to David, he refused to drink it, and instead poured it out to the Lord, saying, The Lord forbid that I do this. Can I drink the blood of these men, who went at the risk of their lives? So he refused to drink it. Abishai, brother of Joab, son of Zeruiah, was at the head of the 30. It was he who brandished his spear over 300 slain. He was listed among the 30 and commanded greater respect than the 30, becoming their leader. However, he did not attain to the three. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, a stalwart from Kabzeel, was a man of great achievements. It was he who slew the two lions in Moab. He also went down and killed a lion in the cistern at the time of the snow. It was he, too, who slew an Egyptian of large stature. Although the Egyptian was armed with a spear, he went against him with a club and wrested the spear from the Egyptian's hand, then killed him with his own spear. Such were the deeds performed by Benaiah, son of Jehoiada. He was listed among the 30 warriors and commanded greater respect than the 30. However, he did not attain to the three. David put him in command of his bodyguard, Asahel, brother of Joab. Among the 30 were Elhanan, son of Dodo from Bethlehem, Shammah from En-Harod, Elikah from En-Harod, Helez from Beth-Phelet, Ira, son of Ikesh from Tekoa, Abiezer from Anatoth, Sibbekai from Hushah, Zalmon from Aho, Mahari from Netophah, Heled, son of Baanath, from Netophah, Itai, son of Ribai, from Gibeah of the Benjaminites, Benaiah from Pirathon, Hidai from Nahalegash, Abibeal from Betharaba, Asmaveth from Bahurim, Eliaba from Shealbon, Jashon the Gunite, Jonathan, son of Shammah the Hararite, Ahiam, son of Sharah the Hararite, Eliphelet, son of Ahasbai, from Beth Meachah, Eliam, son of Ahithophel, from Gilo, Hezrai, from Carmel, Peari, the Arbite, Igal, son of Nathan, from Zobah, Bani, the Gadite, Zelek, the Ammonite, Nahari, from Beeroth, armor-bearer of Joab, son of Zeruiah, Ira, from Jatir, Gareb, from Jatir, Uriah the Hittite, 37 in all.